one of the girls, one of those. Anyway, she did, however, have a nice body.
Okay.
The father tycoon makes the offer again, says he will offer all of his wealth if this guy will just marry his daughter. So the guy thinks it over and decides to go ahead and marry her. He says, you know, she's got a great body. All you got to do is put a bag over her head, the father says.
Well.
They marry. They go on their honeymoon. When they return from the honeymoon, the father has bought them a fantastic mansion to live in.
Mm.
He's made the young man vice president of the business.
It's working.
He also has a king-size portrait of himself for the newlyweds to hang over their fireplace.
Figures.
Son-in-law climbs the ladder to hang the portrait, turns to his wife and says, go get some nails. So she starts making her way down the hallway saying, go get some nails, go get some nails, go get some nails.
She is, as we mentioned, slow.
A little slow. Comes back, hands him the nails. He goes, go get me a hammer. She starts waddling down the hallway saying, go get the hammer, go get the hammer, go get the hammer. Comes back, hands him the hammer. He begins to hammer in a nail and accidentally hits his thumb. He yells, oh! The wife starts waddling down the hall saying, go get the bag, go get the bag, go get the bag.
Good morning.
Yeah,
good
morning.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Ron?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Mr. Stewart.
Good. Troy, I like that shirt you're wearing.
Well,
there.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Hi, Barry.
Hi.
Listen, guys,
what's going on?
I wanted to come in today and tell you that Derby is coming up, and you'll probably know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're a few aware. Things tipped us off.
Yeah. Well, I see. Derby means so much to me.
Oh, to everybody.
There's a place in my heart for the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah. Right next to your place.
Now it's just so warm inside, and it just feels great.
Yeah.
I wanted to read a poem that I wrote to you guys.
Well, would you do that for us, please?
That'd be wonderful.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I wrote it myself, you see.
Mm-hmm. Well, good.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll just go ahead here and read it then.
All right. Jimmy Stewart, ladies and gentlemen.
"'Twas the night before Derby, and all through the place, everyone had been drinking, and they're all booger-faced. Overpriced hookers have crawled into town, looking for rich men who like to be bound. A balloon race was canceled, and boy, what a drag. Like when Melissa's been drinking and she looks like a worn hag. The Millionaire's Row is a fun place to be. And so is the infield, if you don't have to pee. And then comes the time for the horses to race. And the girls get so excited that they want to sit on your lap. And the winner gets roses, and the others, well, it's true. They get trucked to the factory, and they're turned into glue. And so comes the end of my Derby rhyme. You see, all in all, it's a humdinger of a time."
Downtown Chow Wagon from a young couple. Thank you, folks.
You get absolutely nothing.
Do any of you all know what the two most popular sports are in England?
England. What are the two most popular sports in England?
Fencing and squash.
Okay, give me a sec.
Good morning, QMF.
Yes, this is Vinny's House of Exotic Birds.
No, this is a radio station, QMF.
Where's Vinny?
Yeah, okay, hold on, I'll get him.
Na-na-na-na-na. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, this is, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny, this is Clint. Listen, who's the new guy?
Part-timer, Clint.
He doesn't sound real bright.
What can I do for you, Clint?
Well, I got something here you might be interested in.
Okay, what?
Well, hold on one second and let me get it out.
All right.
Get off of your ass, Ben, you loser!
Stop squawking, you stupid bird.
Eat it.
Listen, Clint, what exactly can I do for you? What do you need?
Well, I could use some help.
Yeah, you could use plenty of help.
Shut up, you stupid bird.
Oh, snappy comeback, pal.
All right, I've about had it with you.
The public's had it with you for a long time.
All right, Bird, I'm going to rip your beak off.
Ooh, make my day, Clint.
Now hold it. That's my line.
I'm surprised you can remember it.
Now wait a minute. I'm a serious dramatic actor.
Oh, you proved that in the movie with the monkey.
That monkey had twice the talent you'll ever have.
And four times the looks you'll ever have.
That did it, Bird. You're dead.
Clint?
I get my hands on you.
Loser!
Clint, it's Vinny.
Come here, you little...
Clint? Hang it up, Jeff.
Let go. All right, prisoner number 993674, you've reamed your last victim.
That's what you think, you brutal policeman. By the way, when do we take showers around here?
There'll be no showers for you. You're being isolated from the main prison population.
That is police brutality. That is cruel and unusual punishment, and I will not stand for it.
Just sit down over there and keep your mouth shut.
Oh, well, how's the girl supposed to have any fun in this place?
Come on, bad guy, please.
Not tonight, Rob. I have a headache.
That's a pretty lame excuse.
All right, then. My nails are wet.
You know, you never want to anymore.
I can't, Rob. I have to wash my hair.
You know, you've turned into a real bitch lately.
Rob, I'm just not in the mood tonight.
All right, then I'm going to happy hour at the White Swallow by myself.
Hold it, Rob. I'll get my cape.
Bad guy, look at the line to get in this place.
My God, Rob, it's unbelievable. Maybe we should try to slide in the back door.
Well, gee, bad guy, I thought we were going in the club. Well, bad guy, what do you think of the White Swallow?
Very interesting, Rob. Very interesting indeed. My God, Rob, would you look at that gentleman at the end of the bar? Look at those pants. Those are the tightest pants I have ever seen on an individual. No zipper, no buttons, nothing.
Yeah, I noticed.
Do me a favor, Rob. Go ask him.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yes.
I was wondering, how do you get into those pants?
Well, you could start by buying me a drink.
Let go.
Just cue him out.
There were three young men who fell in love with Jane. Tom, Dick, and Harry were their names. Well, I am her only boyfriend, each of them would boast. But she passed on Tom and Harry, 'cause she liked Dick the most. Now she's got Dick in the palm of her hand. She likes to hold Dick. She likes to squeeze Dick. She likes to kiss Dick all of the time. Seems like Dick is always on her mind. Now Dick and Jane got married on that day, but their petty problems soon got in the way. Before long they were divorcing, and Dick thought he could have. But Jane took everything except for Muff, their little cat. Now he's got Muff in the palm of his hand. He likes to hold Muff. He likes to squeeze Muff. He likes to kiss Muff all of the time. Seems like Muff is always on his mind.
Two jokes that were faxed to us. I don't know which one to do. One of them's kind of short. The other one is not that long, but it's longer. What are you in the mood for?
I got an idea. Why don't you do the best one?
They're both pretty good. Let's see, earlier this morning we tried to cover our responsibilities to the various ethnic groups living in this country, of course, being the melting pot. We've got everybody here. We played some German Peter Gabriel music for the German community.
Yeah, Games Without Frontiers, done German style.
And here's a Mexican-American joke.
course, you would tack off the American. Do you know, Bear, that when Jesus was up on the cross, he had a final set of instructions for the Mexicans?
Yeah, I do. but
Julie,
for those of the...
Julie?
No, I didn't.
Did you know?
I didn't know that. Instructions?
Yeah, instructions for the Mexicans.
Unfortunately, I know.
Do you know what it was?
No.
Don't do anything till I get back.
Bad God. Bad God. Bad God. Bad God. Bad God. Bad God. Bad God.
She was everybody's darling. Oh, but she never lost her head, even when she was given...
Reamer!
What?
Time to get out of the shower. Come on.
I'm never leaving. I love the shower.
Come on, you got a lot of work to do. You're getting a new cellmate this afternoon.
A new cellmate? Oh, I'm so excited. Who is it?
Well, it's a Chinese gangster or something. His name is Lick Dick 2.
Oh, my God. Chinese food. And it's being delivered.
Rob, old chum, what do you say we skip the wet jockstrap contest and take Lyle back to the Batcave and show him our Robert Goulet albums?
I love Bob.
So do we, Lyle.
But golly, bad guy, how about the cockfight?
Cockfight?
Cockfight.
Cockfight. Rob, it didn't say anything on the marquee about a cockfight.
Cockfight?
Cockfight? Well, yeah, I know. It's just for the privileged few in the back room.
Cockfight?
Cockfight?
Well, let's check it out. I've never been up here before, Rob. Have you been in this private lounge before?
Well, yeah. On Tuesday nights, they have the mud bath.
Mud bath?
Mud bath.
Mud bath? So that's where you've been disappearing to on Tuesday nights, eh, Rob? I'm crushed. I'm hurt. I thought all this time you were taking flowers to Liberace's grave.
Oh, I forgot.
He forgot. I didn't forget you on Valentine's Day, birthday, Christmas. After all I've done for you, Rob, I'm shocked. I can't believe you would do this.
Well, easy now, ladies. The cockfight's about to start.
Cockfight!
Bad God.
Man walks into his daughter's room to say hi, and he is shocked to see her lying on the bed playing with a big rubber thing that looks like a man thing. Sweetheart, what are you doing? She looks at him and says, well, Daddy, let's face it, I'm 45 years old, I'm fat, I'm ugly, and I haven't had a date in 15 years. This is the best I'm ever going to do.
Gee whip.
He closes the door and leaves. Next day, the daughter comes home, sees her father sitting in front of the TV with a beer in one hand and, well, the big rubber thing in the other. She says, Daddy, what are you doing? He says, well, sweetheart, I thought I'd have a beer with my son-in-law.
Bad God. 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 Bad God.
Settle down now, girls. The cockfight's about to start.
I think I'm going to bet on John Henry.
I never wager on sporting events, Rob.
Yeah, but he's the biggest one here.
Size is not important, Rob.
In this corner, from Oakland, California, John Henry.
$500 on John Henry.
I'll bet $1,000.
$1,500.
All right, $2,000.
$2,500.
Easy, ladies. This isn't an auction. Just place your bet and sit down.
I don't like to sound like a novice, but of course this is my first cockfight. What are the rules to these anyway, Rob?
Well, it's just like regular boxing, except only the referee wears gloves.
I see.
And of course they have to hit below the belt.
Uh-huh. Oh, I think they're beginning. My God.
Oh. It's the old one, too.
Oh, he's cut. Somebody should stop this.
This is brutal.
What a hook.
Oh, my God.
A flurry of punches. Ooh.
I think he's down.
Is he getting up?
The winner and new heavyweight champion of the world from Louisville, Kentucky, the Louisville Slugger, Jerry the Giant.
Unbelievable. I didn't think he had it in him.
You girls for inviting me back to the mansion. I love Bob Goulet albums.
Say, is anyone in the mood for a cold one?
You bet.
Hey, the funeral parlor's right down the street.
What are we waiting for, Rob? Pull in.
Last one in's a heterosexual.
Not me.
Not me.
Bad God.
This is the human assault rifle, your chief of police.
Louisville's chief of police. Good morning, sir.
The mangler of mischief.
Yes, sir.
The tamer of terror.
Right.
The clobber of...
crime.
Crime. Hell, I don't know. Citizens, I am troubled, as I'm sure most of you are, with an area of crime that can no longer be tolerated.
Drugs?
No.
Homicide?
No.
Drunk driving?
No.
Well, what, Chief? What? What is it?
Car radio stealing topless go-go dancers.
That was my next guess.
And although I cannot statistically prove it, I believe 95% of all car radio thefts are committed by these nubile, young, aerobically fit, French-cut, panty-wearing, tassel-twirling, hip-gyrating, thigh-thumping, buttocks-bobbing, tabletop-dancing she-devils.
Mm-hmm.
And it will stop, citizens.
How?
I am launching a one-man undercover sting operation that will penetrate, so to speak, the soft white underbelly, so to speak, of the topless, go-go dancing, car radio stealing world. That's right, citizens. Your beloved chief will play the part of a beer-swilling, dollar-bill underwear-stuffing, more hormones-than-brains businessman who, against every moral fiber in his hair-covered body, will, for the sake of the community, grope and probe every half-naked dancer in the city.
That's beautiful.
Armed with only wads and wads and wads of taxpayer money, I will fight this grisly, solitary fight until our children can jump into their mother's car without fearing that some whiskey hall stripper has stolen their mommy's radio.
Mm-hmm.
And when that little hand reaches over to the knob and turns on some piece of crap radio station like this one here, just silently to yourselves say, thank you, Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for keeping those big-breasted vixens out of the family Oldsmobile.
We will, Chief.
You're welcome, citizens.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You too.
And don't forget to pay your taxes.
Fred.
Hold on, some bum.
Morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
Oh, we were doing fine.
Well, I hit it big yesterday. I won the Derby.
Did you really? That's great, Fred.
Bet the right horse. What was it? Secret Service?
Sunday Silence.
Sermon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh,
geez.
Oh, listen to this.
We had
it's Purdue.
Going among the bones. Round town, and I had the right horse.
Yeah. That's great, man. Good luck.
Mom, I got this.
Going out of here.
Half-eaten steak. I'm going to finish that little morsel off later.
God. He's breaking wind, man. He's breaking wind.
The burgoo.
I'm going to take care of that right now.
All right, Fred. Eat the steak, man. No, please, please.
Easy.
Oh, jeez. He did it.
Talk to you guys later.
Yeah.
Take care.
Sure will.
Oh, my God. Good morning, QMF.
Isn't this Benny's House of Birds and Things?
No, sir. This is QMF. I'm Uncle Ron.
Let me talk to Vinny.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. I'll get Vinny. Vinny. Yeah. You got a call. Yeah, this is Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny. This is Clint. Lose that new guy. He's a squid.
Yeah, okay. You're fired, man. Okay. Okay, what can I do for you, Clint?
Listen, I know that was tough for you. You had to do it for business sake.
Yeah, right. Listen, what can I do for you, Clint?
Well, it's about Sandra's parrot. I don't think he likes me. Wait and I'll get him.
Clint Eastwood.
Stupid bird.
Yeah, Clint, why do you think he doesn't like you?
Well, I can see it in his eyes. He looks at me the way Lee Van Cleef did in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
What ugly? That was you!
You should be talking about ugly bird. At least my pecker isn't on my face.
Well, at least mine works.
Careful, bird. You don't know who you're messing with.
I sure do. A has-been who argues with parents. What's the matter, loser? No reply? Has-been? Impotent?
Give me a second to think about that one.
Corn turd?
Jeff, would you hang it up, man, please?
We began our Derby Odyssey on the infield, but we have since worked our way into the stables.
Stables!
magnificent creatures are on display.
The smell of love is in the air.
Isn't it? What an aroma. Just,
it just does something.
Now, watch what this beautiful animal does when Roger does this.
Just a massive bass.
I think we're in love. We have fallen in love again this year.
Look at the ripples rippling. Unbelievable.
We'll work our way back to the infield here for Derby 115.
Love is in the air. Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Oscars.
Can I move over there? You're standing on my bunk.
I'm sorry.
I told you before. Wow. We're at the bidding. Wow. We're down at Churchill Downs, and we're going to bet that...
Kentucky Derby.
We want to bet $1 on number 2.
We've got you. I put in 50 cents. I want to bet on number 14.
You can't bet on 14 because we're betting on number 2.
Wow, we got...
$1 on number 2.
I want my 50 cents on number 14.
Right, $1 on number 2 and 50 cents on 14.
I want number 7.
And 50 cents on 7.
I'm sorry, you can't do that.
Well, what do you mean we can't do that?
You can't split up a $2 bet. You just can't do that.
It's a betting window.
I don't understand.
What do you care?
You can't split up a $2 bet.
Okay,
come on.
All right. Well, we're going to take our bet over there.
That's fine.
Go on.
Take our business to the
other
one.
Go on, I don't care.
Ripa.
Like,
if you come to the Derby, don't bet. They won't let you bet how much you want to bet. We're on the infield at the Derby.
Yay! Oh, yeah! Yay! We're on the infield of the Derby.
Kentucky Derby.
They enough white people out here to make a Elvis movie.
Lots of white women.
Women's, man, all over the damn place.
White ones.
And we looking good, too, man. Look at that. Look at that hat.
We're down, baby. I tell you what. Looking good for the white women.
Skipper made a sign. Open the sign up, man. Let me see it.
Let's check this out, man.
See the damn sign. This going to be... Oh man, what is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Man, tip. Not show me your tip.
That's what you give away to Skipper.
What is wrong with you, man?